friends, welcome to this Good Friday worship service. It will look a little different from our regular Sunday services. Today's service is being led by lay leaders, and I am very grateful to Jerry, Julie, Andy, and James. We start today in silence. We gather to reflect on the last utterances of Christ as he hung upon the cross. You know the story. In the hours before his crucifixion, Jesus has been denied or abandoned by his closest friends, arrested without charge, interrogated by the religious authorities and by Herod. He's endured a mock trial administered by Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor. He has been beaten, scourged, tortured. Lastly, as a crowd gathers, his mother and some of his followers watch in horror as the Son of God is crucified on the cross. Yet even though he is dying, he is still full of mercy, forgiveness, and grace. As we go through this service, we will hear each of the seven last things Jesus said from the cross before he died. We call these his last words. We will hear one of these words, and then a scripture passage will be read. These passages are either from the Old Testament, the Hebrew scriptures that Jesus would have known well, or from his life and his teachings. Each one connects us to his last words, and perhaps to what might have been in his own heart and mind as he was dying. There will be a brief time of silence for your own meditation after each reading, a time for each of us to quietly reflect on what we are hearing. And now we will begin our service as we concluded Maundy Thursday, in silence. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let us remember Jesus, who though rich became poor and dwelt among us, who was mighty indeed, healing the sick and the troubled, who as a teacher to his disciples was their companion and servant. May we ever be grateful for Jesus the Christ and what he has done for us. Let us remember Jesus, who prayed for the forgiveness of those who rejected him and for the perfecting of those who received him, who loved all people and prayed for them, even if they denied and rejected him who hated sin, because he knew the cost of pride and selfishness, of cruelty and hatred, both to people and to God. May we ever be grateful for Jesus the Christ and what he has done for us. Let us remember Jesus, who humbled himself, obedient unto the cross. God has exalted him, who has redeemed us from the bondage of sin and given us new freedom. May we ever be grateful for Jesus the Christ and what he has done and continues to do for us.
Sacred head, now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded, with thorns thy only crown, how pale
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me, yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God. You who are God my Saviour, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness.
Almighty God, to whom your crucified Son prayed for the forgiveness of those who did not know what they were doing, grant that we too may be included in that prayer. Whether we sin out of ignorance or intention, be merciful to us and grant us your acceptance and peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, our suffering Savior. Amen.
Today, you will be with me in paradise.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
O Lord Jesus Christ, who promised to the repentant the joy of paradise, enable us by the Holy Spirit to repent and to receive your grace in this world and in the world to come. Amen.
Dear woman, here is your son. Here is your mother.
Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived, Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you. Who are my mother and my brothers? He asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother.
O blessed Savior, who in your hours of greatest suffering expressed compassion for your mother and made arrangements for her care, grant that we who seek to follow your example may show our concern for the needs of others, reaching out to provide for those who suffer in our human family. Hear this, our prayer, for your mercy's sake. Amen.
My God, why have you forsaken me?
O God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer by night. But I find no rest. You are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast on you. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help.
Almighty God, who forsook your Son upon the cross, showing the world your judgment upon human sin and guilt, grant us, upon hearing his cry, the grace to know and believe that we will never be forsaken, that he is present with us even to the end of the age, for the sake of Jesus Christ, who bore our sins on the cross. Amen.
I'm thirsty.
Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me, listen, that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor.
O blessed Savior, whose lips were dry and whose throat was parched, grant us the water of life, that we who thirst after righteousness may find it quenched by your love and mercy, leading us to bring this same relief to others. Amen.
It's finished.
At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go tell that fox. I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must press on today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'"
O Lord Jesus Christ, who finished the work that you were sent to do, enable us by your Holy Spirit to be faithful to our call. Grant us strength to bear our crosses and endure our sufferings, even unto death. Enable us to live and love so faithfully that we also become good news to the world, joining your witness. O Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the failing and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too."
Father, into whose hands your Son Jesus Christ commended his spirit, grant that we too, following his example, may in all of life and at the moment of our death entrust our lives into your faithful hands of love. In the name of Jesus, who gave his life for us all. Amen.
Is it nothing to you, all who pass by? Look and see if there's any sorrow like my sorrow, which is brought upon me. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and just, have mercy upon us.
O my people, O my church, what have I done to you? Or in what have I offended you? Testify against me. I led you forth from the land of Egypt and delivered you by the waters of baptism, but you have prepared a cross for your Savior. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and just, have mercy upon us.
I led you through the desert 40 years and fed you with manna. I brought you through trial and tribulation and gave you my body, the bread of life, but you have prepared a cross for your Savior. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and just, have mercy upon us.
What more could I have done for you that I have not done? I planted you, my chosen and fairest vineyard, and I made you the branches of my vine. But when I was thirsty, you gave me vinegar to drink and pierced with a spear the side of your Savior. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and just, have mercy upon us.
I led you in a pillar of cloud, but you have led me to Pilate's judgment. I defeated your enemies and brought you to a land of freedom, but you have handed me over to be mocked and beaten. I gave you the water of salvation from the rock, but you have given me bitter gall. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and just, have mercy upon us.
I gave you a royal scepter and bestowed on you the keys of the kingdom, but you have given me a crown of thorns. I raised you on high with great power, but you have lifted me up on a cross. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and just, have mercy upon us.
My peace I gave you, which the world cannot give, and washed your feet as a sign of my love. But you draw the sword in my name and seek high places in my kingdom. I offered you my body and blood, but you ran away and denied me. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and just, have mercy upon us.
I sent the Spirit of Truth to guide you, but you close your hearts to the Counselor. I prayed that all may be one as we are one, but you continue to quarrel and divide. I call you to go out and bear fruit, but you cast lots for my clothing. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and just, have mercy upon us.
I grafted you onto the tree of my chosen Israel, but you turned on them with persecution and mass murder. I made you joint heirs with them of my covenants. But you made them scapegoats for your own guilt. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and just, have mercy upon us.
I come to you as the least of your brothers and sisters. I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Holy God, holy and merciful, holy and just, have mercy upon us.
What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul? What wondrous love is this, O my soul? What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, to bear the dreadful curse for my soul. I will sing while millions join the
May you find in the cross a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And may the blessing of God go with you now and forevermore. Amen.